We are joined by attorney Jeff O'Brien with our weekly three and out segment, and this one dominated all three topics. Will involve the Minnesota Gophers football team. Now, Jeff, they're going to be playing in some, those at the Quick Lube or the Quick Lane Bowl?
Quick Lane Bowl. Apparently, it's like their third or fourth time in the Quick Lane Bowl.
In Detroit. By the way, is that a reward to go into a bowl in Detroit, or is that a punishment? And they're definitely going bowling because they get Bowling Green.
Yeah, exactly. I guess it's commensurate with where they finished, right? They needed 82 teams for bowl games. Gophers were 82. So they get to go to Detroit.
It's the worst possible bowl game you could get, because they're telling you it's the last
little bowl game. Farm State, do better.
Yeah. My God. Yeah, if you want to be have the above freezing. Now, this will not be the only game, I'm guessing, that's in a freezing temp city. But my God, Detroit, it is like a punishment. Hey, congrats, your AP, your grade point average puts you in a bowl game. It's the Quick Lube bowl game against. Is Bowling Green a NAIA or Division III school?
I don't think they're Division III. They're most known for their hockey program because they play in this. I can remember way back when they played UMD in a national championship game when I was a kid, and I know that they're in the CCHA along with St. Thomas now. But that's what I know Bowling Green for, is the hockey. And I think, didn't the Gopher football team, they had scheduled a non-conference game with Bowling Green like a year or two ago. It was supposed to be a cakewalk, and they lost.
Yeah, it didn't go well.
Or they almost lost.
It's just, you know what, it's folly is what it is. So now they've lost two quarterbacks in the transfer portal, but they're getting one from, what, New Hampshire?
Yeah, New Hampshire. They picked up they lost the quarterback that started this season, and they've added a guy from New Hampshire by the name of Max Brosmer. So, yeah.
Okay. Who recruits from New Hampshire to a Power 5 conference?
Well, here's the thing. I think that, they said he's a graduate transfer. So, up until, Tanner Morgan was like in his 30s almost when he was graduating. So they, they're trying to go back, I think, to their tried and true formula of getting somebody who's a little bit older to be there.
So what's this guy, 30?
I don't know what his age is. I just said he's a graduate transfer, so he's obviously beyond undergrad level. So he's got to be, who knows? But anyway.
Yet he still has eligibility left, which is good for the Gophers. That's just that's just special for them. All right. Mm-hmm. Item three on the Minnesota Gophers.
So item three, we've got Darius Taylor and about 20 other Gopher football players announced that they were participating in the Dinkytown Athletes, which is the NIL collective that has been put together for Gopher sports, which would indicate that those players are going to be staying with the program versus going into the transfer portal. So that's a good thing. That was one of the things Coach Fleck talked about a lot this season as to what was happening. Some of their struggles had to do with this, not being able to keep up with the NIL money, and Dinkytown Athletes is the organization right now that handles that stuff for Gopher Sports. So
you get a free pizza if you come. Vecchio's still open, by the way, in Dinkytown. I have no idea. I haven't been there in such a long time.
Yeah, I don't know. Okay. I don't know.
Who's going to give money to this program? That's the other thing. So these guys, if somebody gives money, they all split it? Is that what the deal is?
I think so. I think that's how it works. These guys also have opportunities for other things that they couldn't do in the past, like, endorsements and autograph sessions and stuff like that.
Who would want them to come for an autograph? You have to be but if you're a diehard Gopher fan and you got any dough, then give it to them. This way they got a few dollars in their pockets.
With all the alumni in town and the alumni that are involved in the corporate world, you'd think they could figure this out.
Hey, let me ask you a question. Can a head coach donate money to a collective like that? Can they give money? Because this guy's way overpaid. Maybe she gave him some of the dough he got last year.
There are restrictions on how involved coaches can be in this, and I don't think that the coach can actually give money to the players or give money to the NIL collective. I don't believe that's
should
that's
give permitted. Money to should give it back then, because he's grossly overpaid based on what he's produced, which is not much of anything. Okay, you got him the quick lane.
He keeps his job for fear of the unknown, Bob. That what would replace him? You know, I mean, we had that before with they were unsatisfied with Glenn Mason, so they fired him and brought in, and they ended up with Tim Brewster, and that went horribly, horribly wrong. Which, by the way,
what
interesting side note talking about Gopher football? Tim Brewster is leaving, has left the University of Colorado program, Coach Prime's program, and the Gophers need a tight end coach. So just saying,
yeah, they're going to bring him in. That's a possibility, I'm sure. Yeah, there's something to think about. Well, I mean, here's the problem, though. They will be a lousy team record-wise. I mean, you know, maybe not a lousy team, but record-wise, they're going to be crap with them or without them. It doesn't really matter, does it? Especially with these Pac-12 teams coming in. And the top two teams basically play for the conference championship going forward. They're never going to see. They'll never get out of that second, that lower rung. I mean, don't even give this guy any more money. Let him, if he wants to leave, let him leave and you name somebody because it's never going to get better.
No, the Gophers will never compete for the conference championship. The Gophers, their sights are set on what they're doing this year and what they've done in previous years. Get a winning record to just, you know, get those six wins. This year they didn't fall there. Thankfully, there was for them. There wasn't enough teams that had six wins where they could get in with five, but get your six wins and get your bowl game. And that's about that's what this program is good for.
Punch your ticket to Detroit every year for the Lane Bowl. I keep saying Quick Lube Bowl. Was there a Quick Lube Bowl at some point?
I don't know. But the thing is, you know, there's 41 bowl games. I can't remember, you know, I remember years ago when I was, a kid or whatever, I don't remember there being, when it was more prestigious to go to a bowl game, I can't remember there being 41 bowl games. No, at this point, you got 82 teams in it. Why not just do a bracket like basketball or like the FCS or like Division III and just, you know, maybe there'd be add some intrigue because you might get an upset or two, might be interesting. But this, it's just, I don't see the point of sending 82 teams to bowl games.
No, especially this team. I mean, again, it's the Quick Lane Bowl, and if they hadn't have it, well, they got the good GPA, so there's that. All right, now, Jeff, let me ask you because I'm curious. Were you good with the four teams that are going to be playing in the college football playoff? I would have dropped Texas and put Georgia in there because I think Georgia, Alabama, along with Washington and Michigan, those are your four best teams.
I agree with you, Bob. It is what it is. Every year they never can get it right. Someone's always upset. But again, why not just do a playoff system like they do with basketball and some of the other?
Well, they're getting closer to that next year with 12 teams. But you know what? The 13th team will complain that they're being left out. I don't have a problem with dropping Florida State out
or 82 whatever and just run them through brackets and have your regionals and see what happens.
Well, but then you're talking. I mean, that's a lot of games and a lot of weekends to be playing.
Yeah, look at how much they can stretch it out and make more money.
Well, there is money to be involved, so that maybe you have four teams that don't have to play in the first several games to get to
there. You go.
Yeah. Well, why don't they turn it over to us to figure this one out because they don't have it figured out at all. And like I said, Florida State. Hey, don't lose your quarterback. And it's not a written rule where if you go undefeated, you get in. Ask Boise State all the years they had an undefeated team.
Right.
You know, you just, right. They're a power five, the ACC, but do you consider other than when Clemson had those few good years, do you consider the ACC a top conference compared to what the SEC and the Big Ten can do? I don't.
No, not anymore.
No, it used to be maybe, but yeah, not anymore is the best way to look at it. All right, we got the Vikings game coming up against the Oakland, the Las Vegas Raiders. It's hard to get Oakland out. Even when they were in L.A., I kept calling them the Oakland Raiders. Who do you right now? Who you think is going to be playing starting a quarterback?
Oh my God, I think they got to. I think they got to throw Mullins out there and give him a shot. I mean, what do they have to lose?
Well, why not throw Jaren Hall and find out what you got?
True.
That's what I would do. And then I think have the quick hook if it doesn't work.
You know, I think Dobbs had earned the right to start up until the last game. And at this point, I think you got to look at other options. I'm not optimistic for their season. In that sense, maybe you put Hall in and let him go for a few games. And maybe after this game, you know, you look, maybe they will do that and just see what they have left, see what they have with them. Yeah, because, I mean, look at you, Green Bay won again last night, and I've told people I actually think the Packers have a better shot of getting a wild card spot than the Vikings right now. And so the Vikings are the Vikings and Packers have the same record, but one of them is headed up and one of them is headed down.